A bill put forward by the Liberal Party that seeks to have welfare recipients subject to mandatory drug tests has resurfaced in Parliament. In 2017, under his role as Social Services Minister, Christian Porter introduced the proposal that unemployed people receiving welfare allowance would be subject to compulsory drug tests. The legislation proposed would see 5,000 new recipients of unemployment payments asked to take drug tests as part of a trial that would take place in 3 locations around Australia. If the recipients refuse to take the test, they may face penalties or be restricted from receiving welfare payments altogether. Porter said the trials will focus on behavioural change and aim to remove drug use as a barrier to employment. The secondary aim is to address community concerns that public money, through welfare payments, is being spent on illicit substances. The bill failed to gain support during negotiations in the Senate and was dropped. That was until the current Social Services Minister, Dan Tehan, since reintroduced the proposal earlier this year, with the 3 trial locations now verified in New South Wales, Queensland and Western Australia. The bill was mired in controversy, mainly regarding the potential for racial profiling and discrimination, as the government plans to use a profiling tool to focus testing on individuals who have characteristics associated with substance abuse issues. This could lead to claims of discrimination if certain characteristics such as a person's ethnicity, gender or sexuality are being linked to drug abuse. I spoke earlier to Melbourne University's Associate Professor, John Fitzgerald, who is an expert in alcohol and drug policy. I asked whether such measures are really necessary and whether the aims of the bill are legitimate.
It's unclear what benefits the proposed intervention will provide. The evidence from overseas circumstances where they've used drug testing of welfare recipients certainly there's been no clear evidence of benefits. Certainly the financial benefits are not clear. Benefits at the level of the individual are not particularly clear as well.
It seems to be unanimously agreed amongst medical professionals and experts on drug policy that this policy would be ineffective and in fact more harmful to those Australians suffering from addiction. The Australian National Council on Drugs has said there is no evidence to suggest that drug testing welfare beneficiaries will have any positive effects for those individuals or for society. Moreover, that such a practice will have high social and economic costs. The proposal may in fact contribute to higher crime rates, and many in regional towns share this view. There is a realistic chance that drug addicts may turn to crime in order to fund their habit. The Australian Medical Association says that the trial is a punitive measure that will only increase the stigma associated with drug addiction and is not supported by evidence. Greens leader Richard Di Natale said the government hadn't consulted its own drug and alcohol advisory group about the proposal because they didn't want to hear the truth that it was cruel and wasteful. If the government knows that its own experts won't support its plan, why should they expect anyone else to? Mr. Di Natale said in a statement. I spoke earlier to David Shoebridge, a Greens MP in New South Wales Parliament and spokesperson for Justice, Police, Industrial Relations and Planning. David's view is that the proposal is being done for political purposes and will only seek to harm vulnerable people.
The government's alleged reason for introducing the bill, which is that it's to get people away from their addictions and back to work, is plainly false. This is a bill designed to punish people, punish poor people who have addiction problems. And as we know, unfortunately for many people, addiction can follow major, major disruptions in their life, unemployment, mental health issues. This is doubly penalising people who are already doing it tough.
Although the proposed trial is only set for 3 locations, David suggests that the federal government may well roll it out nationally.
Once the legislation is in place, there's no limits on where the government can roll it out using its executive power. It starts in Canterbury or Bankstown, and then the next day it can be literally rolled out anywhere across the country.